This is Scenic Roots. I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for joining us. As neighborhoods evolve, what should urban design look like? How should the planning rely on creativity, consciously centered in and engaged with the community it is supposed to serve? Those questions will be raised later this week as Chattanooga Design Studio resumes its Civic Speaker Series in person on Thursday, starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Camp House's new location on East 12th Street. Eric Myers is Executive Director of Chattanooga Design Studio. Erica Roberts, a local artist, is the studio's creative strategist. They talk about Civic and how this week's discussion connects with West Side Community Evolves, the effort to reimagine the district in Chattanooga that is home to the city's oldest and largest public housing complex. Eric, Erica, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Civic is back.
Civic is back.
And we should remind people about this series, what it focuses on.
Civic is an urban design educational speaker series that we host, and we have been hosting in person prior to COVID, and now we're opening back up to in-person events. The program and the events are centered around urban design practice nationwide, and so we often invite people that are practicing urban design and creating change in cities across the country to come to Chattanooga and open our eyes about different ways that this is being done across the country. It's really rewarding for a lot of folks to hear about the great progress that other communities are making.
And when we talk about urban design, Erica, we're talking about nuts and bolts. We're not having these abstract, theoretical, speculative conversations.
No, I come from a different take on it in the sense as an artist or a creative. I'm seeing where the creatives have a space in there. Where do we fit in there somehow? But I also come from a person that was new to Civic, just what, 2017, 2018? Extremely new coming to the Civic and learning a lot of things that I'm now using. At one point, I thought some of the terms were over my head at first, but then when I started to see them through the lens of a creative, they weren't so abstract. They made a whole lot more sense than I thought. And I also saw where I could plug myself in and also plug in other artists that I love working with, and also showing them, okay, so look, you can do this. Your art fits here. And it's not so weird. It's not so abstract. It's not so speculative. This is actually really, really good. And so I see it totally different. I sit in with architectures and I listen to them, but I'm also seeing where a creative idea can help get to a point or get to a goal. So maybe they have a goal of something. And so what does that look like for me to be able to help as a creative, if that makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
So those conversations that I hear them in a way that sparks me to move in a creative way. I can see it, you know, like I'm totally like seeing it in my head.
Tell us more about the other guest besides yourself.
Ray Parks, she's amazing. She is powerful. She saw in me what I didn't see right off. I was nervous originally about being a part of this project because I wasn't sure like what that meant for me. But she is a consultant, but also a gifted project manager, very gifted in the sense of being able to see all of the pieces that we wouldn't normally see like right off. There's like so many pieces to this. I'm just the art part, right? But she's seeing all these other pieces and being like this maestro in a way of coordinating these things.
And that's because she is an urban planner,
right,
in Washington, D.C.,
yes.
EJP Consulting.
Absolutely, absolutely. And she's amazing. She's so dope. In the sense that I find it is really gifted and talented to be able to see the big pieces. Sometimes when you are head down in one section, it's hard to see the other things. And then also it's a huge responsibility to have the big eye and see everything. And somehow it's a choreographed dance, so to speak, of all of the pieces. And she's able to like really make those things plug in. And then at the end, I'm like, oh, so that's how it was going to work. Ah, I see. I see. So it makes more sense that way. And it's really cool to be able to see how I can be used or how the artist can be used in that same way.
It was apparent to me, really, that Westside's selection committee, we released an RFP to national level firms to help us out, to help plan the future of the Westside and help create a future for meaningful change. And it was really apparent to me that that selection committee saw in EJP, mm-hmm. and in particular in Ray, someone that felt that in order to make meaningful change, plans have to be more than just about buildings.
Yep.
They have to be more about than bricks and mortar, mm-hmm. because cities are fundamentally about people.
They begin and end with people, and people along the way and in between.
Absolutely. Precisely. Absolutely. Precisely. And Ray, we threw quite a bit at this RFP, and we threw quite a bit of what I would say is non-traditional planning at this exercise. And Ray and her team latched onto it very quickly, reached out to Erica, and understood what we meant when we say that we wanted artists involved in the community engagement exercises so that we got much deeper conversations than traditional planning exercises ever could.
Yeah. Yeah. Chattanooga Design Studio was really instrumental in making sure that those RFPs actually, like, in order for you to apply, you had to have creatives on your team. And I think that that speaks highly to the value of a creative. Creatives, through their different artistic languages, work in an intentional way because of their closeness with their artists, with their artistry. And so if you are putting a creative in the beginning at your table to start off with, then you don't really have a choice but to have intentionality built all the way through, right? So it's like putting the eggs in the cake.
Right.
Even though you don't know what that, you know the eggs are in there. You also know when there's not any eggs. You know that at the end. But when you're baking all of the necessary ingredients into the process, then you're going to get that intentionality even in the end game. And so it feels valuable. I feel valuable, you know, and I feel valued all the way through because there was a mention of having a creative from day one. And there's not been a moment that they've not made certain to ask a creative.
A bit more involved and a bit more intentional than handing you a cake that has already been baked and asking you to apply the frosting and mm-hmm. make it fancy.
So many times, and this is a different way for Chattanooga to work, but before we would be at it at the end, oh, we need a poet to host. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you have a poem in your pocket? Could you come in, you know, a pretty necklace at the end?
Make it pretty.
Right. But when you actually include all the way through, then you can see the evidence of that intentionality all the way through, down to even the minute of details, the things that maybe someone wouldn't even think about. That intentionality points you in that direction every time. And so that also has a human quality, and it makes it easy. When I go into communities, I don't always ask people to trust me. I ask them to trust my artistic language, trust my art, and know that it's sincere and that it's true and it's intentional. It comes from that space. So when they see that and they see that that's what was a part of this process, then it's almost, you know, involuntary how much they will latch on to this and become a part and try their best to accommodate and actually have an input as a community.
Give us a quick update on Westside Evolves.
We're in the final part of the process, the planning process.
I know. Wow.
It has been. It's been an unbelievable effort. A very, very large team of people working together collaboratively over the past year. We're at that last stage, and we're going to host on July 24th, Saturday, from 1 to 5. We're going to unveil the plan and its final recommendations in sort of a block party, if you will. We feel like that's the most appropriate way to announce this plan and share the final mm-hmm. recommendations with the community is just close the street and celebrate the fact that we've had such meaningful conversations. Celebrate the art that has been created during this process.
That block party is going to be monumental in the sense of first time a community has been able to come together in a year, you know, because of COVID. That has a different connotation as well, a coming together. And then also being able to see the recommendations and honestly be able to talk to them, be able to have conversations and listen to them after this when they're able to see this. It's going to be really good. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And if people want more information about Civic with you and Ray Parks on the 22nd or more information about the block party on the 24th, where can people go online?
They actually can go to westsideevolves.org and then also our Facebook page, Westside Evolves, which is on Facebook as well. Those are two really important dates, July 22nd, Civic at the new Camp House, which I'm excited about that. New Camp House, yay. And then also Grove Street on the 24th. They'll get to see the actual art. There's a lot of art that we created through this entire process, and they'll get to see that art on the 24th. And I'll be talking about how we got to that art, how we were able to build that art in the center, in our community on the 22nd. We'll get to talk about what that looks like and how we arrived there.
And Chattanooga Design Studio online?
Yes, you can register for Civic for Thursday online at chattanoogastudio.com/Civic with a Q.
Yep. All right. It's free.
Free and open to a buck.
All right. Eric, Erica, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.
In Southside Chattanooga, a new space for music hosted its first concert a few weeks ago. Coming up this Friday night, Jennifer Daniels will perform there at Arts Avenue.
Follow me into this house.
Arts Avenue on Rossville Avenue is a venue for performances, both music and dance, events, and collaborative arts projects. Mike Dewar, who booked shows at Songbirds, is booking acts for Arts Avenue.
Mike, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you inviting me down here.
Tell us more about Arts Avenue.
It's a new space. We did lose the Songbirds venue mainly due to the pandemic, and the city's been needing a new venue, right, as we emerge. So some nice folks came to me to see if I could help get things rolling. So it's about a 320-person sit-down venue that expands to 400-plus standing. Most of our shows will be seated, but we do have that flexibility where we can move chairs in and out. Looking forward to it. We've only been in it a couple of weeks, so we're still kind of finding our way.
Not far from the Songbirds location?
Right down from Zarzor's. So if anybody knows Dixie Fuller and that crew, it's right down the street. So you can run in there, get a bite to eat, and then come see us.
So talk more about the space. You're still settling into it. Every space is different.
Yeah, I mean, we're still actually working on it, the interior, but all that will come with time. As long as we have the basics of stage electricity, a cold beer, and a bathroom, I think we're good. As we progress, every time you come, you'll see some changes. But all the basics are there, and I've got what I consider a pretty nice, diverse lineup coming. Some incredibly wonderful artists coming in that you don't get to see too often. As we get into it, well, I'll just keep expanding that and be listening to the people in Chattanooga of who they would like to see too, because it's hard to come up with all the ideas.
Starting out, what are we hearing?
We've done a few shows, initially one guitar-driven with Paul Childers, then we shifted to more acoustic with Kevin Kenny from Driving and Crying, who brought in a wonderful slide guitarist and a violinist. Actually, was a phenomenal type show. Then we went local with that 90s show just to have a full band in there. So we've touched on everything. Mitch Russell, who plays with Garth Brooks and such, always a big local favorite. Chris Knight is coming in to do solo work, and he's another one of the favorites that rolls in. John Paul White is coming, one half of the Civil Wars. That is one of my personal favorites, along with Parker Millsap coming in at the end of the month. Again, there's a bullet next to his name. He's going to be big. His live shows are amazing. A little bit of everything, and we'll weave our way into country and some Americana as well, and even some jazz if I can figure it out.
And you're bringing your experience from Songbirds and before Songbirds to this venue. A former colleague at Songbirds is also involved, Brian Shannon.
You're correct.
All in the process of just pulling these threads together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you go to your strengths. Brian loves music. He's constantly bringing me ideas, which I really appreciate. And then in-house, you'll see some familiar faces from Rhythm and Brews and Songbirds, whether it be security or at the bar and so forth. I always say my posse, it's sort of like the Godfather or something. You know, it's like once you're in, it's hard to leave. And I've found some just wonderful people like Lisa Bennett at the bar that everybody in the city knows is one of the finest people in this city. And I think we're joined at the hip at this point. And just that comfort level of when you come and you know somebody, it just immediately feels a little bit better. So you may even see a guest appearance from Lee Carter handling the door, who's worked for me for 20 years from Sandbar to Rhythm and Brews and so forth. And so we're trying to bring a little bit of that comfort level in as well.
And you're opening the doors and inviting people in and staging these shows with enough time ahead of a lot of concerts on the calendar around here when we head into the fall.
Right. Obviously, there's a tremendous amount of, I guess you could call it competition, but I feel like if you focus in and do your best on your shows, I'm totally comfortable where the chips fall. Everybody is ramped up, but everybody is also ready to get out. And I do think we'll come out fine on it. Quite honestly, I'm a bit divided. I do music for Clyde's on the weekends, which is a little bit more party type thing. Riverfront nights every Saturday night. Down on the river, I've got my fingers in that. I do the occasional show over at The Signal. So I've got Ray Wiley Hubbard coming in August over there, which is one of my favorites. Some other possibilities along the way that we're kind of working on. So when I do have two or three things, I try to keep them separate. So separate crowds go to separate shows and we're still good to go. But with Arts Avenue, it's a seated venue. It starts early at 7. So, you know, you can get in, get out, and still go out and see another show after that if you'd like.
What's been unique about this experience so far, beyond, of course, dealing with the pandemic?
Yeah, coming out of the pandemic, I felt like I've been asleep for a year and a half. And so one of the things that happened was, I'm going to guess about a third of the agents I would deal with from coast to coast have either changed jobs, started their own organizations, or simply left the business. And so it was kind of hunt and peck a little bit, trying to figure out who was who and who was with that artist and so forth. And it's amazing. There's a new company that has wonderful acts, and it literally came out of nothing, where the top people from a half a dozen different groups came together and did this own thing. And now that everybody can work remotely and we've gotten comfortable with it, these guys are coast to coast. It's not like they're going in the office in New York. So it's really interesting. That and the fact that for all the new acts in town, love you, but I have no idea who you are or where you are, because there's been no way to know. My ears are always open for what's new. It's just been a little difficult to find them, or them to find me. And so that's always an ongoing process. I'm always looking for who's coming along next.
Well, people want to find out more information about Arts Avenue. How can they contact you?
Well, simply go to the website. That'll direct you my way. That's the easiest way. Or I'll see you at a show. Again, I am constantly looking for acts. And even if it doesn't work at Arts, maybe it works at Clyde's or something like that, I am totally happy keeping people busy and giving them that first shot. Or, you know, if they're established acts and maybe we haven't talked in 2 years, it's like, I'm out here, guys. I'm out here. Come see me. Come see me.
And that website is theartsav.com. All right. Mike, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Scenic Roots. More in a moment.
This is Scenic Roots from the Isis Music Hall. This afternoon we have a set by Aaron Burdett and his band. In his bio it says, as a child, Aaron discovered John Hyatt, Bob Dylan, Cat Stevens, James Taylor, the Rolling Stones, the Grateful Dead, the Beatles, the Band, and Ricky Lee Jones on his parents' vinyl records. Later on, he was drawn to powerful communicators like David Wilcox, Tracy Chapman, and John Gorka, later John Prine. In his 20s, he was introduced to Doc Watson when he heard him play in the living room of an old farmhouse near Boone, North Carolina, where he grew up. That experience led him to Norman Blake, Tony Rice, David Greer, Tim O'Brien, Daryl Scott, Gillian Welch. Mix all of those influences up, it goes on to say, and you get Aaron Burdett, the songwriter and artist you hear today, drawing heavily on both the traditions of Appalachian folk music as well as nationally known songwriters. Aaron's music gives voice to the small rural areas of the Blue Ridge Mountains while also speaking to the working men and women throughout the country. This is Aaron Burdett.
Rice and ham.
A 50-gallon barrel of rice. Standing on Main Street.
street across from Mr. Blues, in my faded leather jacket and my worn out broken shoes, until north wind was blowing but the wind was coming on, as I wondered to myself just how far that I thought I'd be gone. I walked across old Main Street, down a flight of stairs, stepped into the hall and saw all my friends were there. A neon sign was flashing, welcome, come on in, feels so good, feeling good again. My favorite band was playing an Otis Redding song. When they sang the chorus, everybody sang along. Oh, that was my favorite line too. I'm gonna do it again. That's my favorite line. Favorite band was playing an Otis Redding song. When they sang the chorus, everybody sang along. Dan and Margarita, they were swaying side by side. I heard they were divorcing, but I guess they let it slide. And I wished I had some money for which to buy around. I wished I'd passed my paycheck before I'd come to town. But I reached into my pocket, found three 20s and a 10. Feels so good, feeling good again. Feels so good, feeling good again. Yeah, Jimmy John talking loud and playing pool. The boys from Silver City, they were standing by the fire, saying like they thought they were the Tabernacle Choir. And I wanted you to see it all. I wish that you were there. I looked across the room and saw you standing on the stair. And when I caught your eye, I saw you break into a grin. Feels so good, feeling good again.
Another new one. You ever heard anybody say, you want to be happy or do you want to be right? I mean, I'd like to be both when at all possible. That comes in a lot of times in my life. There's a new song called I Won the Fight. It's hardly diplomatic, repeating what's been said. Once we're down to parsing out the words, there's two of us talking and none of us being heard. say, do I wanna be happy or wanna be right? I lost the day when I won the fight. There's rain outside the kitchen window glass. The rain has been, tears have been falling hard and falling fast. The sun will come and bake the pavement dry. But inside there's not a light that bright. I couldn't see beyond the day. I said things I didn't need to say. Do I wanna be happy or wanna be right? I lost the day when I won the fight. The moon, the tides, the ebb and flow, a day in the life to follow where it goes. Time will bring it down to where we want to be. But today I saw that my problem was only me. Say, do I wanna be happy or wanna be right? I lost the day when I won the fight. I lost the day when I won the fight.
Point where I have to ask somebody, am I in the right key? Hey, we all need a little help, you know what I mean? I like the story about how President Obama liked to just have one suit and one tie. So he was like, I have a lot of decisions to make and I don't need to be wasting any of my decisions on that. So yeah, if somebody can just tell me what key I'm in, and if I'm in the wrong key, I don't have to think about it. It's good to have a band that'll babysit you a little bit. Yeah, so we've just started traveling together again, starting some adventures, started one. We're having adventures right now, aren't we? This is a song from a few years back from another ensemble doing the same business. This is called Rock and Roll.
Again, part the waters of I-85 and we're pointing north, 8 hours to go with the other clowns in this traveling show. Stop if you got to, not if you don't, 'cause every mile down we're another mile closer. Put out the fires from home on the phone, pretending it's a business when you know it's a joke. Didn't you say you wanna rock and roll? Didn't you say you wanna know all about it? Didn't you say you wanna rock and roll? Well, you know about it now. Gas station breakfast, egg salad on white, no bruise strong enough to cut through the night. It's tough to stay up and still stay clean, nodding out in the passenger seat. God's own sunrise off to the right, squint out the window at the blinding light. Got our hands on the glass and our eyes on the natives. We're on safari through the southern states. Didn't you say you wanna rock and roll? Didn't you say you wanna know all about it? it now. Then comes showtime and it's instant glory. Undo the lights, it's a whole different story. You speak from your heart and you feed off the crowd. Plug those folk songs in and turn them up too loud. Look past the lights and try to keep it jumping. Keep the energy up and the hearts are pumping. Stay in control, don't let them see that you're just a bluegrass picker hiding behind a Telecaster. Y'all, that's a joke. I don't know if anybody got it. If we work real hard and play every little town, maybe someday we'll make it on. Where are they now? We'll have rap sheets and court dates, rehab and lawyers, ugly chapters and dragged out divorces. Yes, men and worse, swimming hangers on and leeches, promises broken and families leaving. Didn't you say you wanna rock and roll? Didn't you say you wanna know all about it? Didn't you say you wanna rock and roll? Well, you know about it now. And I might be old and gray, but I'm gonna make it big someday. I might be old and gray, but I'm gonna make it big someday. Didn't you say you wanna know all about it? Didn't you say you wanna rock and roll? Well, you know about it now. Well, you know about it now. True story. I can give you some of that. Actually, on that trip, that was when my daughter was a very small infant, my six-year-old now, and my wife had a Honda Fit, and she had decided to drive down to somewhere, Columbia, or she decided to take a trip several hours away with a, I don't know, it was in February. She must have been like a couple months old, and she blew a tire on the interstate and pulled over in one of those spots that really didn't have any room between the line and the thing. And called, and we're in the van in Virginia somewhere, and she's got one of those. I mean, she knows how to change a tire, no joke. But it had the tires that had one of those locking hubs on it, one of those mags. She's never, you know. And I was like, well, how? She's like, find me some help. And we were like, oh, I was driving. I was like, Jeff, okay, start looking stuff up. And that's putting out fires from home on the phone. And there's another one. There's another good story in there. I don't know. I'll probably move on. Oh, yeah. Speaking of stories, here's a good one. This is a new song called Too Far From Home. And this is the other one where I stole verbatim from a friend of mine. The second verse in this was, that's just exactly what he said to me. I wrote it all down and turned it into a song and tried to profit off of his own pain and suffering. Sandwich on the seat and coffee strong and sweet and three quarters of the tank full of the job I quit last week. Wondering if I left anything worth keeping or there was something I should have saved. But it's the baby with the bathwater. I'm off the beaten path with a plan to make a clean break. My bearings are so hard to find. The roads that I know left behind. These landmarks are all of a kind that I've never known. And I feel like I'm too far from home. Ran into trouble on federal land. Caught a mandatory minimum, did a 6-year span in backwoods West Virginia. Place was pretty nice, a prison, still a prison, but they treated us all right. Just a split rail fence between us and the road. Said if you ran, you'd get a splinter, but then have no place to go. Released to a temp job and my probation time, then my records disappeared. So did I. Lesson that ends up being learned doesn't always match what's being served. Spend my whole life standing next to fires, wondering why I'm burned. And I feel like I'm too far from home. What was closest is farthest away. The people who love me, the place I was raised, I barely see their faces, and I cannot see their smiles anymore. Nebraska on Highway 20, my phone's down to 7%. Every person that I've known, every image that I've owned will disappear when it runs out. That'll be the end of everything I've been. There's no limping back over bridges I burn. I drop it in the desert grass. Sun and rain erase the past. Leave it here, never to return. My memories will all fade away to black as the battery drains. How did I ever find my way out here alone? And I feel like I'm too far from home.
I got my check. I got my go ahead.
It's 3 a.m. in the drive-thru lane. I shouldn't be behind the wheel, but I'm here just the same. I had to get another burger. I just couldn't wait. Bottom shelf bourbon, sip it while I wait. Drive another nail in the coffin. I'm too late now to stop it. Right. Don't waste your time thinking about what you could have done differently. Just drive another nail in the coffin, get that lid on tight, and it's all most done. And it's all most done. And it's all most done. And it's all most that night in the diner, when you broke it all down, you said how the love you'd poured on me talking. Too late now to stop it. Doesn't matter, wrong or right. Don't waste your time thinking about what you could have done differently. Just driving a nail in the coffin, get that lid on tight, and it's almost done. It's almost done. And it's almost done. And it's almost done.
Is mine. I've been getting by with what is mine. I've been getting by with what is mine. I've been getting by with what is mine. Wish I was a Vanderbilt, I'd hide out in that house with them. Wish I was Coca-Cola selling all the sugar water. Wish I was Sara Lee, be living on banana cream. Wish I was Exxon burning crude until it's gone.
The Isis Music Hall on the Isis Theatre Facebook page. There's video also. That was Aaron Burdett and his band on Scenic Roots on listener-supported public radio in Chattanooga.
I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for listening to Scenic Roots. We come to you from WUTC at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Email us at scenicroots423@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at scenicroots423. Listen to us online anytime at WUTC.org and the WUTC app. For Richard Winham and the rest of our team, join us again next time for Scenic Roots.